Hello there, welcome to Star Wars Remnants of the Past, a Check These Out podcast. I am your game master, Josh, also known as Devorknight225.
Hi, I'm Mac of the DM from Check These Out. I'll be playing Kaz Bailey, a hotshot ace from Gold Squadron. I'm a human from Corellia.
Hi, I'm Lewis from Check These Out, and I am going to be playing as Crick Fellers, Mechanic Bothan.
Throughout this mini-campaign, we will also be joined by some special guests.
Hi, I'm Jack. I play Jorge Cajuno, a human explorer.
Hello, I am FG from D&D World, and I will be playing Gold in a Pocket, a Fagul bounty hunter assassin.
Hello, I'm Doug H., also known as Nerdy Excursions. I'm playing Lorizka, the Chiss ex-imperial sleeper agent spy.
We are using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games for this campaign. You can check out our live stream, Tales from Terra Luno, on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. UK time at twitch.tv/checkthese out. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and YouTube by search Check These Out. And we also have a Patreon, www.patreon.com/checkthese out. Now on with the session. Previously on Star Wars Remnants, the team free the former rebel operative and escape the prison. Returning to Dreg Tolls, the group decide on what to do next.
I was genuinely nodding in
character. Fresh credits. And go, just looking at her new.
I am going to browse the sort of shelves and stuff for any of the scrap wiring and bits and pieces. And I'll be like, hey, you don't mind if I go out into the junkyard, do you? Just to, I don't know, I can pick a couple of bits and pieces up from here and there, and I can maybe make something up as well. Something more, a touch above a custom job.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Go out the back. If you want to actually buy anything from me, come back. I got some stuff that you could probably use.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. And with that, I'm just basically going to look for anything that I can use to create like a mount, essentially, to be able to fit this gun onto, like modify it onto, as well as just some, all of the circuit matrices and PCBs and stuff that I need to get the BB-8 shell on its ball, I guess.
Okay, so what you're looking to do is you want to repair the BB-8 droid, and you want to give the B-1 battle droid the blaster rifle that the stormtroopers had, is that right?
Essentially shoulder mount it on like a swivel.
Okay, so I would say make a mechanics check for me. Let me just set the difficulty.
Okay, mechanics.
Wow, that is one hit. So you succeed. Going through that check, and looking around the B1 battle droid, you lay it down in the junkyard area, and you begin rooting around to see what sort of parts you can use to put on it. The droid still has its original blaster in its hand, and you lay down the blaster rifle from the stormtrooper that you'd beaten before. You lay that down. The blaster rifle from the stormtrooper is a lot bigger than the one that the B1 had. So going through doing your mechanics, you realize that it's probably going to be better for you if you give the droid the blaster rifle from the stormtrooper and shoulder mount the one that it originally had hold of. Because it would fit on better.
Perfect. Also, these BB-1 droids, do they have something like a program dock? So I could like plug in a program stick or something like that?
Yes, they do. Yes, it's not quite... You would need to modify it so that you could plug Mart into it. Normally they have like a upload link that would connect them to like a hive mind type thing. But you could quite easily, with your mechanics, change that around so that you could just plug slot Mar into it and Mar would take control instead of it being connected to an overall network.
Just create it, turn it into like a shell that just waits for something to be plugged in sort of thing.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that as well. And then on top of that, if I can, while everyone else is doing their sort of roaming about, I'm just going to start soldering up like a PCB and the wiring bits at the back of the BB-8 unit.
So what I'm going to say, we're going to have a time jump of about 2 or 3 days. So you'll all come back to speak to Markai about what he has, the information he has to offer. What you'll have time in those couple of days to do whatever you want. For you, Crick, your time would be taken up doing those things that you've just said. All of those different things you want to do, it's going to take you time to do. You'll be able to stay in the junkyard and do it. You won't get to speak to Marco because he's downstairs. He's sort of staying hidden at the moment. It's going to cost you 300 credits in total to be able to do everything that you want to do. You can also have a little look in the at what Dreg has to offer as well, if you want to do any other improvements. But you are able to, in fact, we'll come back to what happens with the droid. I'll just go over what everybody else wants to do first.
Mine's quite simple. I'm just thinking we need to go back to Darafra and tell him that his mission succeeded, and probably in between the time, because otherwise he's going to send people looking for Markai. So maybe we go do that first, or at least Kaz would think that.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so that's another option. You can go speak to Darafra. You would know, I would say, that Darafra has asked for you to bring Markai to him.
Oh, okay, so we weren't supposed to kill the guy, we were supposed to bring him to him.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, because we can turn... okay, we can turn up and be like, he was dead when we got there. And then see what happens after that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another option you could do, yeah. Is there anything you want to do? Do you want to try and spend your credits or anything at all?
The only thing I want is my ship back and information about the general. So I don't have any need to spend it, I don't think. So I'm cool for shopping.
Okay, right. Okay, that's fine. I've got something for you then that we can do. Gold, is there anything you'd like to do?
No. I'm just going to say I also don't have anything, since my main thing is getting a nice gun, and I have that already. So, yeah.
Would you like to buy anything to upgrade said gun? You've got 500 credits. You are in a junkyard shop, and Dreg Tull does have attachments that he can sell to you for your gun. Let me just get the list of what he has in stock. Let's load that up.
Oh, this is cool.
Sorry to jump back in real quick. The only thing I can think of is, you know, one of those cool visors that you can go like, and it's just like over one eye, just to assist aiming. Is that a thing that exists in this world?
Yep, you can get one of those, like a Dragon Ball Z scouter, although it's not quite one. But yeah, you can get a target assisted thing. Mm-hmm.
Then that's exactly what I'll do.
So for Kaz, it's going to cost you 450 credits for basically a scouter. What that will allow, if you have that activated, you are able to give yourself a boost die whenever you shoot. It's basically giving you basically gives you aim for free. So you don't have to use a maneuver to do it.
Does it work in ships as well? If it doesn't, it doesn't matter, because that's what I'm going to get anyway. But I don't know what it's...
Lucky, you muted yourself.
That's the problem with pressing spacebar to unmute. I've put it under my character sheet under other gear, and I've called it an aim assist thingy because I don't know what it does.
Fine. Yeah. I reckon I would say that if you were to spend some time upgrading it, if you were to let Crick have a look at it, he could probably upgrade it so it could plug into a ship's. Network, and you could use it for targeting assists with weapons on a ship. It's not so much to help you fly, but you could use it to help target assist.
That's exactly what I was hoping for. And yeah, when it flips down, it's just like a gold little, you know, piece of plastic looking thing.
Yeah, you can customize it how you want, or he'll do it for you. Give it like a little upgrade of gold on it and stuff. Gold isn't really that valuable here in the Outer Rim, so. Other than gold itself.
But I like gold.
Right, so Kaz has bought himself a Dragon Ball Z scouter. Crick is making himself a B1 battle droid bodyguard and remaking the BB-8. Is there anything... And Gold is basically just... Gold wants to buy some attachments. So the only real attachments that he has... he has a blaster acculating module. There we go. Okay, so this increases your weapon's damage by one if you choose to get it. It basically attaches onto the side of the weapon and sort of increases the power cell that fires out of it, but does add a black dice to all of your ranged attacks. This is built for a heavier weapon. It's called an augmented spin barrel. The blaster acculating one is for pistols.
Oh, okay.
It does the same thing. Yeah, no. This is called different. That will cost you... He's got quite a bad one, because normally these things are quite expensive. The stat, if you wanted to buy one brand new, they're about 1,750 credits, roughly. Mm-hmm. but this one's quite damaged and quite old. So he will sell it to you for the full 500. It will increase your weapon's damage by one, but it will give you 2 setback die. Now, this can be mitigated by it having improvements made to it, which is something that Crick would be good at. If you wanted him to repair it up a little bit, he could remove one of those setback dice for the moment until you're able to get a proper modification for it, I would say, if that's what you wanted to do.
Is there anything else, or is it just that I can afford?
There's also a marksman's barrel. Let me just tell you how much that's going to cost. A marksman's barrel costs...
Oh, I don't think I've... I currently have like 500 credits on my sheet in like plus the 500 that we just got.
Yeah. There's also a bipod mount, which decreases the weapon's cumbersome rating by 2. So instead of having... Because you've got the heavy version. Instead of needing a brawn of 3 to wield it, you only need a brawn of 1, which would mean that Crick could actually use it if he wanted to, but...
Ooh. So, like, if I attach this to the really heavy big gun that we got last week, so would that make it be able to, like, hold it now?
Yeah, you could lay on the floor and you could shoot things from a distance without suffering any penalties.
It's really cool. How much is it?
That's 100 credits.
That's pretty good. I can get that.
Yep. Brilliant.
Okay. Is there anything else? If not, I think I have enough to also get the first one.
That's the only thing for... They're the only things that are available for a rifle. There is one thing that is available for... melee weapons, because I know you've got a truncheon,
yep.
And that is called a balanced hilt. This is a very, very basic balanced hilt, and it basically allows you to give yourself as this is a very basic one, this one will cost 500 credits, so you haven't got enough for it if you buy the bipod mount, but it would basically allow you to increase the damage by 1 on it.
I'm sticking with my mount and first one, the one that you couldn't pronounce.
No, that's fine. Okie dokie, so that's Fangirl done. So next we will go to Kajuno. Kajuno, is there anything you would like to do in the 2 to 3 days that you've got before you meet with...
What options do I have? Like, what could I do?
So you could purchase some stuff from Drake if you wanted to. The thing that would stand out for you would be the blasting, because you've got a blaster pistol, a holdout blaster. The blaster activating module would be the thing that you could purchase, which would cost you 500 credits. You could also go off into the sort of area around here and see if there's anything else available. That's pretty much it. The only other thing you could do if you wanted to is you could go down into the cellar area and you could speak to Marco if you wanted to. He's not going to come up, but if you wanted to go down to speak to him, you could do if you wanted to. That option is available.
I'll probably go and look around outside, see what's going on.
Yep, okay. Would you like to make me a perception check, please? Let me just set the difficulty. Go ahead. Okay, so with that threat, I would say, and a hit and a success, I would say that as you go outside to have a look around, there are other shops around. There is actually a weapons merchant. There is a armorer, and there's some other various bits and bobs. There's a vehicle vendor and all of that. But with the threat, I would say that it's quite late in the day, so they're actually closed now. So coming back in the morning would be the best option, which... You've got a couple of days, so you are able to do that if you want to.
Was that a question for everyone?
No, this is for Gugino.
Can I go speak to, what's his name, down in the cellar then?
Yeah, you can go speak to him, yeah. So as you walk around the back of the counter of the junkyard's shop, it's like a trap door, and it's sort of hidden underneath a rug. Drake lifts the rug up and he goes, "Hey, go down and speak to him, yeah? Okay." Opens it up, you climb down into the pit, and you can see there is It's quite a large area down here, and Markai is sitting on a rather old-looking bed with a mattress, and he's just looking at the floor at the moment. Ah, Force user, how can I help you?
Tell me what you know about the Force.
You're very forward. Not much, to be fair. If I'm perfectly honest with you, all I know is what was taught on my home planet. The Force is everywhere. It surrounds us all. There were once these beings or religious folk known as Jedi who wielded the Force. And there are people around who are more in tune with the Force than others, like myself and your friend. But you have the feel of a, not quite a Jedi, but I can sense that you have a more powerful aura than what I do.
That being said, do you know anyone else other than me and Kaz that can use the Force or have some sort of opening to the Force?
I know of two other people. One of them unfortunately died a long time ago. The other one is somebody who teaches the ways of the Force, but is not a Force user, if that makes sense.
Okay, cool. That is it possible for you to take us to him in the next 2 days, or however long we're here for?
I will, yes, is the answer to that. With what I have, I have something I would like to ask of all of you in the coming days. I just need to get some bits sorted, get some information together before I bring this to you. But yes, that is something that I can do for you.
Okay, cool. Good chat.
Thank you so much. He just sort of laughs and lays down. And to you for the 2 days, yeah? Unless there's anything else you want to do?
No, there's nothing else I want to do. I'll just chill out, watch the world go by.
Yeah, unfortunately there's not much for you to do at the moment until we get a bit more into your stuff. So the next person is Loreska.
All right, let's see. So I, from our gear, from the spoils of our adventures in the Remnant Stronghold, right now I am holding on to a blaster rifle and a vibroknife in addition to my holdout. And let's see, does Drago or Dregtal, does he have a, would I be able to get my hands on load-bearing gear? It's basically just a system of straps that gives me extra encumbrance.
That's not something I sell, but the armorer down the road, or the guy that sells body armor and all that sort of stuff, he's got that sort of stuff there. You could go purchase that from him if you wanted.
Very good. Question. Would you have any binders, restraining bolts, a disguise kit, anything like that?
Disguise kit? I could probably muster one up for you. Restraining bolts, I got plenty of those. What was the other thing you asked for?
Binders, cuffs.
I mean, you see that his very cyan, leathery skin sort of blushes of weird purple. He goes, yeah, I got some binders in places.
If they are pink and fluffy, I am not interested. I mean the genuine article.
No, I have actual binders.
His big eyes sort of just shift from left to right.
I can get you some of those.
Can I make a, I guess, what do we have? Let's go for it. Perception check to figure out who the hell is behind me that he's making eyes at.
Go ahead, make a perception check. I'll keep the difficulty as that. That is one threat. You don't see anybody around. I'm not going to say you take a strain from that or anything, but you don't see anybody around. He is generally just looking... He looks embarrassed and his eyes are darting around as if he is trying to avoid the subject slightly.
That was your chance to have a big Wookiee just like hold his hairy hand over Doug's shoulder.
Friend, why does this subject make you so uncomfortable?
I mean, that's a private matter. But yes, I will get you those binders.
Very good. Then I guess I will head off while he rustles those up. I will pop my head out of Dregtal's and see if I can spot the armorer shop.
Yep, you can see it at this point in time on the day that you've arrived. It's currently shut, but you can go back there on one of the other 2 days and you will be able to get the item that you requested, which I believe doesn't cost that much. I think it's like 50 credits. Let me just check.
100.
It wasn't that far off.
Yeah, no, it's everything that I'm asking. Like, I'll have like 75 credits-ish. No, more like 175 left over.
Yeah, so he will, the guy there will ask for 75 credits for it. He doesn't charge the full price. It's because it's not very clean.
I've got a day to wash it. Very well. So I spend my 75 credits and now... I'm a little more legitimate in saying I've got all those pouches and straps and I am ready to carry whatever I need.
That's fair enough. And as you go back to Drake's, he has prepared for you a large box of binders, quite a large amount of binders, actually. And there are also...
My word.
There are also 3 restraining bolts as well.
Very, very nice work, sir. I am in your debt. How much do I owe you for this box of goodies?
150 credits if you want the binders and these 3 restraining bolts.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Excellent, good.
And he sort of hands the binders over to you. And you now have 3 restraining bolts and a box of binders. How many binders are in there? You'll have to have a look.
Sure, I'll head off to... Where are we, like, spending these 2 nights?
There isn't any containers. There's basically not an inn or a hotel or something that you can stay in here. So if you're going to stay here for the 2 days, you are going to have to stay either on the ship or fly back to the apartments that you've been given by Durathra during your period, which is probably about a 2-hour flight from here.
In this ship, I don't know if that's safe, so I might just sleep on it.
Yeah.
I would have started looking into ways to possibly not have the ship nose first in the mud as well.
Yeah.
By time, I would have got my bits done and then maybe plug Kaz in to try and help assist just tilting it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Mars
repairs and stuff. So, just so you all know, Vraska City is the only city that is on the planet of Vraska. There are other little villages on the outside, on the outskirts and stuff, but this is the main city and it is a metropolis city. So it is a continent-sized city on its own. It's huge. So yeah, it does take a long time for you to fly from one place to another, especially in a rust bucket puddle jumper like what you guys have at the minute.
Okay.
So you're all going to choose to sleep on the ship. Maybe take it in turns, or there's enough space for you all to sleep on it anyway. It's uncomfortable, but you are able to do it. Loreska, you are able to purchase the items that you requested. And is there anything else you'd like to do?
No. At this point, I believe I will just sit there and start cleaning my load-bearing gear and carefully sorting out all the various sizes and types of binders that Dregtoll was able to source rather quickly in this box.
Yep. So the box itself is filled to the brim with binders, as you say, of different varieties. There are some that look like they might be for feet, some that are for hands, some that are for maybe other appendages that maybe you're not familiar with, but there is a lot of it there.
It means tentacles.
Yeah. Yes. I was able to read between the lines, Kaz.
Kajuno, during the 2 days before you go to speak to Markai, you said that you were sitting down and just basically watching the world go by. During that time, you are able to listen in on a few conversations that are happening around the general area of the junkyard. Passers-by, various different races from the Star Wars universe. You see there is a Rodian, a Dug, a few more Toydarians are flying around. You see what looks to be these strange greenish-type creatures with these big bug-like eyes and tentacles that go down the back. This is called a Nautilin. And you see a couple of them walking around. There is also a Nikto as well. Nikto are these big, cool hench very muscular built figures that have got these spikes that stick out or that go around their head. Not the same race as what Darth Maul is, but a lot bigger and scarier looking. You happen to hear a conversation going on between a group of them, and you decide to move a little bit closer just to get a little bit of gossip. And they are talking about a smuggler, a thief, a bandit known as Levag Ogas. He's a Trandoshan. Trandoshans are tall, reptilian-like style creatures with these big green scales like a crocodile. And you overhear that this Trandoshan has been gifted something, this very fine ship by Darathra, and he has now flown off of Vashka with it to go and hunt a bounty specifically made by Vashka. Darathra, sorry.
Okay.
It's up to you if you choose to tell anybody else about that. Vashka looks very happy.
Oh, right. We're all together now, aren't we?
Yeah. You can all come back together after the 2 days, just before. So the 2 days pass. You've all had your opportunities to do these little things. Gold, you've made the modifications to the weapon that you have. And Crick, you have fully customized this B1 battle droid, and you've given it a complete new paint scheme as per your design, which I'll let you describe what you've done to it in a little bit. So get thinking. As you have done the various bits that you've asked to do, and so has Loreska. So you've all come back to Drake's junkyard 2 days later, and Drake's not in the shop at the moment, but these droids are running around, and you are able to, you can hear him bashing and clanging about and talking to somebody out in the actual junkyard area out the back. So you are able to all go descend down into the cellar area where Markai has been resting, if you choose to.
So was Darathra just okay with me going back and being like,
we found your target, they were already dead?
You actually want to do that, because that would be a whole RP thing if you wanted to do that.
I mean, is it that or the aimer thing, or is...
No, like, it's not that or the aimer, you could do both if you wanted to.
I think it makes most sense, because I would imagine that this crime lord would send people looking for us if we don't return after 3 days or something.
Yeah, okay. Right, so we'll chop and change that a little bit. So, do you take anybody with you? Is the question.
Yeah, I would probably take Loreska, and I would probably take Kajuno, because he's kind of my ward at the moment.
Yeah, and I would... I don't know if Gold would want to go as well, because it is your boss.
See, here's the thing. I would probably say to Gold before we go, it's been a pleasure working with you. If you ever get a bounty on my head, give me a head start. Or something like that, you know?
Okay, so...
I'll keep my high streetwise at the door, distracting the guards.
Yeah, okay. So, Gold, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that Gold will probably think the same way. Well, if you pay me insurance, I will consider before firing the kill shot.
Brilliant. Okay, so during this 2 days before you meet with Markai, Kaz, Kajuno, and Loreska, you all decide. Loreska, do you want to go with them as well?
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely going in to face Darathra. I have a feeling that however good Kaz may be at subterfuge and skullduggery, my experience in the matter may help lend some credibility to the situation.
So, I'd say you'd probably do this on the first night after resting. So you fly back, you spend the 2 hours flying back towards where Darathra's base is. It is a cantina / casino that he owns. Now, he is a relatively large crime figure on Vashka, but in terms of the huts in general, he's probably a minor league player, which is why he wants to get this information from the former rebel, Markai. So as you fly the ship, and as it creaks and cracks and you're able to land it without incident, although you do feel that the landing gears buckle under the pressure, under the weight. You're slightly worried because you chose not to bring Crick with you, although Crick wouldn't have been able to come with you anyway because he's quite busy. You enter into Durathra's casino. As you enter through the main doors, it opens out into this large dance floor area. You can hear that there is a lot of music going on. There's a stage right at the front of the dance floor where there is a small band playing. There is a female Tauruga. Togrutas are a humanoid species. This particular one has orange skin. However, the most notable feature is the large organic head formation, which consists of two large cone-like horns, which are called montrals atop their skull, and three leku tentacle-type things, which are also known as head tails, that sprout downwards. Both a Togruta's leku and montrals, tend to grow longer as they age, and generally female ones have longer leku than males. If you want a character comparison, think of Shakti, the Jedi Master from the prequels, and also, of course, Ahsoka Tano, who's probably the most well-known to Gruta. You see what she's singing at the bar. You can see there's a couple of Twi'leks around as well. Twi'leks look similar to Tarugas, except for they don't have the spiky up bit, and their skin colour is all one colour instead of the tentacles being a different colour to the skin. You see a green one and a blue one dancing around in not many clothing. And some steps into the top right corner, you can see there is a large slab throne type thing, and laying on it is this large worm-like creature. It is a big hulking stack of meat. It looks like its skin color is green and sickly. It's big and bulbous like a toad, and it's got this really short, snouted face, and you all know this to be Durathra. As you enter, what would you like to do? The three of you?
I'll just speak to Loreska and Kajuna and just say, ignore everything, ignore everything that's going on around you. Let's just head straight to Durathra and get this thing over with.
Before we head over there, guys, I overheard a conversation in the market recently, yesterday, and these two people mentioned a ship that Durathra had given to someone else. Can't remember the name.
Sorry, I'll tell you the name. The name, just so you can say it. The name is Levag Ogas.
Right, Durathra had given a ship to Levag Ogas.
Yeah.
Thought I'd give you the heads up before we head over there, so you have that information before we even think about talking to this hut.
So, at the mention of that name, Kaz, you recognise that name. It has been mentioned that name in particular has been mentioned once or twice by Crick as the person who betrayed him, or one of the people that betrayed him and left him on this planet on his own.
I heard of that name. It's a Trandoshan. Some reptilian creatures from God knows where, back and beyond. Let me tell you this now, if Durathra's given my ship to that scum, I'll have to think twice about whether I just blast him in his disgusting slug face.
Let's not be too hasty. I know you are very fond of your ship, Kaz, but let's allow cooler heads to prevail. We may be able to work something out. Who knows? Maybe we can bargain for a price on his head. And then you get your ship, and revenge, and money.
And I might get to see my good friend Goldie once again.
Yeah.
Yes. Goldie's here, such
a dream. Her.
Okay, so as you all approach Durathra, the one thing that you've noticed coming into this place is that there are a lot of these large green pig-like creatures with these strange tusks that stick out from the bottom of their jaws. These are Gamorreans. They are generally bodyguards of various different huts. and they wield these large pikes or axes or clubs. Not many of them, none of them seem to have blasters, but the other things that you notice around as well is there are a few other people that seem to be armed. There is another Rhodian, there are a Duros. A Duros is a race of these blue-skinned creatures. It's similar blue skin to what Loreska has, except for they have these big sort of circular heads. Their head is quite large, as if they've got a large brain on the inside, and they've got these very big red eyes. It looks like they look sort of like an offshoot of a Chiss, more of, not evolved. I wouldn't say evolved, deformed. But sorry,
like a deformed Chiss.
Yeah, more deformed.
Well, Chiss. Further off of the human evolutionary.
Yeah, that's
line.
It. Yeah, not they don't look. They look less human than what a Chiss does. A Chiss is basically a human with blue skin, whereas this thing is not.
I've spent a long time with Dharafra, 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Could I do a perception check to see if I see any notable people around that I should be wary of?
Yeah, go on. Go ahead. Make a perception check for me, please. Let me just set the difficulty quickly. In a threat. Okay, so you know that Dharafra has got 2 main bodyguards. You're not aware of what their names are, as you've never actually spoken to them, but they are his personal guard. These ones are more security for this casino. His personal guard are, you know, the races. One is, actually, no, they're both. Kalish is what the race is called. Kalish are a race that have this maroon scaly skin, 4 clawed hands and 5 clawed feet. They've also got these tusks that protrude from their upper jaw and these shorter ones that jut down from their chins. And they've also got these large pointed ears and long nostrils that stretch close to their eyes. If you want to think about it in a way, General Grievous before he became a cyborg, one of those basically. That's what they look like. But yes, you know that his bodyguards are 2 of them. That would be your threat, is that you can only see 1 at the minute.
Okay, understood. Right. Okay. In that case, I guess we just approached Dharafra. His guards would probably recognize me from being here a bunch of times.
Yep.
Probably recognize the people I have company with. So again, they probably let us through.
Yeah, he lets you through. Then the Gamorreans are aware of who you are. And as you walk through, one of this Kalish that you've spotted steps forward, looks over you, nods at, sorry, he looks over you, turns back to where the hut is sitting. The hut just sort of raises his head a little bit, and this Kalish turns back to you, nods, and steps aside so you can get past. As you approach, he just goes,
Good to see you, it is.
It's always nice to see you too, Dharafra. Now we've come back from the job. That target of yours was already dead when we got there. We found remnants, more Imperial, more than we thought we were going to see. And on top of that, they had droids, which you failed to mention. Your little kitten you sent us did a good job. Thanks for sending someone to keep an eye on us. But sorry to say, we can't bring the target to you. He was dead on arrival.
Shame, that is. No matter. I have another job for you.
You can tell that he doesn't speak common very often. It's very broken how he speaks. Very spoken universal. What is the... Yeah, the universal language. He normally speaks in a bar, your door, sort of thing.
They normally speak Huttese.
Yeah.
Then it's Galactic Basic.
There you
go. Is the language.
Okay. No. We agreed to offer 1 more job and then my ship back. This is 1 more job. Where's my ship?
Oh, but Bailey has. job is not complete. I still need information.
So, what you're telling me is if we get this information for you, you'll give me my ship back. That's the deal, right?
Yes. Maybe.
Don't give me no maybes. There's no maybes where I come from.
Your ship, I will give. Your ship, maybe you will get.
Now, I'm not going to come back here and find someone else at the helm, am I?
Maybe.
As he continues laughing, he just picks up this large, he just puts his hand on this plate and you just see this wiggling lizard-type creature is wiggling around and he just bites into its head, rips it off and spits it out on the floor and then begins drinking the innards of this creature as he squeezes it into his mouth. All this slime and blood just cascades down his chin, slops onto the floor in front of him.
Now, my cheers friend behind me may have tapped into some information down in that prison that might lead us to the general, but it's going to cost us a bit. The Moonrunner took some damage on the way in. I don't know how much it's going to fly and take us to our destination. We might need to procure a little bit more help from you if we're going to succeed.
Maybe he sort of laughs and he throws the drained carcass on the floor from this lizard.
Where you need go, you need no ship.
If you know where we need to go, why did we get sent on this full mission in the first place?
I needed the rebel. Further information, he had area locked, only able to get to by him.
I know I can't trust you, but we'll be back when we have the information, and you better have my ship exactly how I left it.
I have ship for you.
I really, really, out of character, I really, really want to blast him. And so I think my hand would slowly go down and just to reach for my blaster.
As your hand goes down to reach for the blaster, the Kalish is on you within a millisecond. His hand grabs this large creature. It's whereas General Grievous was a very hunched over sort of creature, these things stand a good 7 to 8 foot tall. As it steps forward and grabs your hand, its hand itself pretty much encompasses the entire part of your forearm, and he just lifts you up off the floor. Doesn't say anything.
Lorezka, as one of the few people, creatures in this room that can actually look down on him, I would politely ask that you unhand my associate. I promise to keep his blaster holstered by force if necessary.
The Kalish looks towards Darathra, and Darathra goes,
Blue man speaks sense. Maybe he should be in charge.
And he nods his head, and the Kalish drops Kaz to the floor.
As he does that, I'm going to turn to the Kalish and go, if you wanted to dance, you should have bought me a drink.
You have more quips than brain cells. You know that, right?
What is Kajuno doing at this point? Because you're just sort of sitting here watching all of this.
I'm just sitting up against the... are they booths? What are those things?
Yeah, they're like booths that you can sit in.
I'm just sitting up, leaning up against the booth. You know how you're getting like piles where you get like nuts and stuff on the table and stuff? I'm just picking up all the little fruit and stuff that's been left on the table, just shoving that in my mouth, just laughing about what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, so you pick up some space nuts and you begin eating them. I'm just watching it, a bit like popcorn, watching what's going on.
All right, Darathra, we'll be back, I imagine, within a couple of days. Then I turn to leave.
He grunts at you. And you are able to leave. You don't feel like you got as much information out of Darathra as what you would have liked. He was messing around. You felt like he was toying with you quite a lot, saying that he would give you your ship and then saying that he would give you a ship. I don't know how that would make you feel.
It made me feel like I wanted to blast this bitch ass, but at the same time, like in my backstory, I know when to shoot and when not to shoot.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
So you make that journey back towards Drake Tulls. Something bugs the three of you as you fly back. Darathra knew where to get the information from, but he needed the rebel to get the information. Now, you've told him the rebel was dead.
But I also told him that Lareska managed to gain some information from the prison systems.
Yeah, which he chose not to share. So you don't know what the outcome is going to be of that particular situation. So,
as we close the episode, the group return to Drake Tulls. What information does Markai have for them?